Hey, Yael, would you rather be bitten by a saber-toothed tiger or a modern-day tiger?
Neither, of course. But if I have to pick, I suppose I'd choose the modern tiger, since the saber-tooth had those massive fangs.
Well, you may be surprised to learn that paleontologists now think that despite their huge, fearsome-looking canine teeth, the prehistoric American saber cat, Smilodon fetalis, had a bite force only about one-third as strong as modern big cats.
How can they tell that from fossilized bones?
They used very fine CT scans of the skull, jaw, and neck bones to create a highly detailed 3D computer model. Then, using careful analysis of the size and placement of muscle attachment points and mathematical modeling, they were able to calculate the power of the jaw muscles and the bite force of the now extinct saber cats. This was the most detailed computer model ever created for a vertebrate.
Neat. So if they had such a wimpy bite, what's with the huge fangs?
The function of the saber cat's 8-inch teeth is one of the longest-running debates in paleontology. The results of this study support the hypothesis that the saber cats brought down and subdued large prey like mammoths with their strong forelimbs. Once the prey was safely restrained on the ground, saber cats used their large fangs to pierce through the thick hide on the neck of their quarry. In contrast, modern-day big cats use their more powerful jaws to bite the neck of their prey for an extended period to subdue them by asphyxiation.
Yikes! I think I'll pass on being bitten by either a saber cat or a modern-day tiger.
Wise choice.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger, with help from John Harris at the George C. Page Museum. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.